Commentator Shai Oster has experienced an ancient art form in China. He had his poems read, and he didn't like what he heard.
I will have two wives. The news is not heartening. I had my fortune told at Laoshan, a holy mountain near the northern port city, Qingdao. With its dramatic wooded peaks and crashing waves, Laoshan is believed to attract the spirits. For centuries, Taoist monks and hermits have secluded themselves here to seek enlightenment. They were persecuted during the Cultural Revolution, but now the Taoists are back. Because of growing uncertainty and social upheaval, these days the Chinese are looking for clues to the future. City streets are crowded with palm readers and feng shui experts. Temples are packed during holidays. Even educated white-collar workers are changing their names to attract better luck. So the Taoists have rebuilt their temples and restarted their arcane quest for immortality, with a few changes. There's an amusement park at the base of Laoshan and a thriving business in paid-for blessings and fortune-telling. My fortune-teller's office was in a back room of a tea house below the Holy Mountain. He looked more like a car salesman than the Taoist monk I was hoping for, but everyone I asked said Zhou Yi's forecasts were dead on. In his small room packed with the I Ching, charts covered in obscure symbols and strings of jawbreaker-sized prayer beads, Zhou Yi sorted through my future. There are four fates, he told me. Water, earth, wood, and metal. I am wood. In particular, pine. Because I'm always green, I felt this could be a reference to my near-constant nausea, courtesy my weak stomach and China's poor hygiene. After scrawling notations on paper, consulting charts, and examining my hands under a magnifying glass, Zhou Yi reached his conclusion. I will have three periods of good luck. I will have two boys, one a gem, the other a dud. I will have two wives. Pretty vague, I thought. Especially the part about two wives. I'm not big on bigamy. I treated Zhou Yi to half an ocean's haul of shellfish, and he told me about his ascetic lifestyle of bread and water meals while slurping down the local rot gut. He would have been a monk, but he already has kids and a wife to take care of, he said. He only started telling fortunes to help his son buy a new house to please his shrew of a daughter-in-law. After the meal, Zhou Yi took me to see the master of the temple. He looked like he should, a gnarled old man with watery eyes and wispy beard. He was also extremely deaf, and the batteries on his hearing aid were running low. At this temple, getting enlightened required a lot of shouting. I yelled the ultimate question, "What's the secret to a long life?" The master looked at me. "Eat your vegetables."
The comments of Shai Oster, a reporter in Beijing.